Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Part of the great thing about working with a spender and having a spender as a child is they're givers. And they're the ones on the playground where if somebody doesn't have something they want, here, you can have mine. I'll just go buy another one. And then they kind of do that as adults, too. I know Bethany all the time catches me and kind of slows me down with giving. But with the generosity, you have to remind them, hey, you have to give in such a way that isn't impulsive. You have to spend in a way that isn't impulsive. You just have to have a plan. And what I tell Kate is that you're actually going to increase your joy by spending money in the right way. If you are saving to give somebody a gift and you save your own money, then you're basically giving in a wise way. It says in Scripture very clearly, God loves a cheerful giver. And I think 99.9% the most cheerful givers are the spenders. But being able to speak into our kids and saying, hey, you know what, it is so awesome that you're going to go spend, you know, what you made with your paycheck from working with Chick-fil-A. But you have to remember that you've got to keep that future spending plan in place. You have to give. But keeping those things aligned and just working them through the different issues, you don't feel good when you're 17 years old or you're 18 years old, you go to college and you get a credit card as a spender and you rack up all this debt and you have to come back home and tell mom and dad. That doesn't feel good. I was there, been there, done that over a 2-pound bag of M&Ms. It felt terrible. But you know what? If I would have been trained and if I would have had the conversation with my mom and dad that spending money is okay, but if you do it wisely, you're going to reap the benefits from that, it would have been a totally different scenario when I hit college. I was in a spending daze. And so, you know, we can so speak into our kids and so encourage their money personalities. And as you're encouraging, what happens is their minds open up, their hearts open up, and their ears open up, and you can speak and sow those seeds of wisdom that's going to bless them so much in the future.
And if knowing your children's too many personalities is so crucial, because let's say you have a child who's a flyer spender. I mean, in your mind, if you are a saver and a security seeker, you're going to just feel like they're just like out of control. So learning how to parent that kind of child is really, really important. That's one thing I love about our new book, is that we actually give you free access to 5 kids' money personality assessments, because you could probably figure out what their primary one is pretty easily, but it's important to know that both their primary and their secondary one.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.